look out. You're so tired. You're spilling batter all over yourself.
Ugh. I knew it was only a matter of time before I became a battered woman.
This is a huge disappointment.
I heard that.
You don't even know what I'm referring to.
Oh, I just assumed we were talking about everything.
I'm referring to our expensive new cupcake website, not one job offer.
You want a website that'll make you feel better about yourself? Go to modelsfallingdown.com. Number one, Klum goes boom.
It's 3 a.m. Who would be coming over now?
I don't know, my dealer, my other dealer. That guy who always asks if I know where my dealer is. Who is it?
You can't handle what's on the other side of that door.
Yesterday, I saw a guy on a stoop Frenching his cat. I can handle anything.
Oleg, what are you doing here? And you put the oh no in kimono.
Your upstairs neighbor, Sophie, is allowing me to have sex with her. And I came down to borrow some sensual oils, preferably ones that you can eat.
How did you get out of apartment? You know the rules.
I came down to borrow sensual oils.
Yeah, but no peppermint. It makes his tongue swell. And let's face it, his tongue is the best part about him.
You're right, I can't handle that.
Those nice-smelling men in booth 2 just asked me if I was on the down low. What does this mean?
Brother, I'm gonna need a little more context.
They said, are you on the down low because we have a friend who is a big-time rice queen?
Again, coming up dry.
Rice queen, is it like a Korean dairy queen?
Kinda.
Here's table 7's check, girl.
Max, the guy at booth 2 just asked Han if he was on the down low. They think he's gay.
That's a step up. Usually people think he's a lesbian.
Here you go, Sophie.
Max, Caroline, yeah, about last night. I hope we can keep that just between us girls. You know, I'm sure we have all done things in the dark, late at night with men that we'd like to forget.
Why stop it late at night in the dark? How about early morning or a nooner at the Port Authority bus terminal?
Oh, good. And you too understand, Caroline?
Actually, no, sorry. I haven't ever done anything with a man that I'm ashamed of.
Oh, yeah, but your father did steal millions and millions of dollars. Yeah. So, don't forget that.
Han just sat your favorite gaze.
Max, their names are Steven and Michael, and it's not very PC to reduce people to a stereotype.
Hey, girl.
What's up, Care Bear?
Yeah, they're not stereotypes.
What would you say if they called you the big boob waitress from the wrong side of the tracks who had sex with everyone in high school?
I'd say that's why I love the gays. They get me.
Come over and say hello. They're the first and practically the only people that ever hired us to do a cupcake job.
Do I have to? Can't I just stand here and judge from afar?
Come on, and let's not mention how bad we're doing. We want them to think we're a big success, so they'll recommend us for their friends' events.
Yeah, because you know the gays, they party about everything.
And there's another stereotype. Hi, guys.
Happy leap year.
FYI, people are still talking about those cupcakes you made for our wedding shower.
Everyone.
How's business?
Fabulous, amazing, killing it.
Or it's killing us, we're not quite sure. I'll go grab some menus for you girls.
Max.
Sorry, I'll go grab some menus for you ladies.
Love her. So Madeline Stowe in Revenge.
She is.
I don't watch that.
We love it. It's all about a young blonde woman who's out to seek revenge on everyone for destroying her family.
Yeah, too close to home. Max, guess what?
Caroline, you're not supposed to tell me I'm on intervention until the actual intervention.
I just got offered $600 to stay at Stephen and Michael's apartment and watch their dogs while they're out of town for 2 days.
Why would anyone pay $600 to watch dogs for 2 days?
Well, because, you know, they want a certain amount of attention to be paid to.
Just say it. They're gay and they think their dogs are their children.
Max, you have to stop doing this.
I'll stop when they stop.
This is so exciting. It'll be like a paid vacation at an amazing hotel. And I need to get as far away from here as possible.
Well, where do they live?
4 blocks away.
Well, have a good time. And while you're four blocks away having your vacation, I'll be home, maybe taking a little master vacation.
What are you talking about? I wouldn't go on vacation without you. We'll split the dog money to cover the shifts we take off from the diner.
Well, thanks, but I don't do that thing where you take off work.
Hi, I'm Max. I can't go to a fancy apartment and have fun. I'd rather work in a steel mill and sing Bruce Springsteen songs. Max, when was the last time you had a vacation?
Never. Unless you count the summer I hid under the front porch for my mom's new boyfriend.
We really need to get out of here. This is more than just spring break. It's a break from the diner, from the cupcake business, from being poor, from everything depressing right now.
Things aren't that depressing.
I'm sure we have all done things with men in kitchens that we are not proud of.
Spring break is the greatest time ever. You just go crazy and do shots and throw all the rules out the window.
Oh, I've done that. But when you're poor, you just call it Tuesday. Are you walking like that?
This is my spring break walk. These shoulders have shimmied like this all the way from Mallorca to Ibiza. Try it, Max. Shake a little. Shake.
That's cool. I'll just wait till I get the DTs later.
Maybe I don't have the right key. Oh, hi. Sorry, I think we might be at the wrong door.
It's a bummer for the door.
It's over there, 12D. We're house sitting for a few days.
Cool, I'm Brendan.
Hi, Brendan. I'm Ashley. And
I'm surprised. And also Max.
I shake your hands, but I kind of stink. I've been at my microbrewery most of the day, so I am sorry if I smell like yeast.
Hey, that's my apology.
All right, cool. Well, I will see you guys around, yeah?
Yeah, totes.
You have something you want to tell me, Ashley?
I never used Caroline Channing on vacation for security reasons. I was almost abducted at gunpoint for a ransom in Mexico City.
Wow, gunpoint. Were you using the word totes at the time?
Can you take out the paper that has the alarm code on it?
Wow, this place is amazing! It's like the cover of Gay, Gay, Gay magazine.
Max, you have to stop reducing them to that gay stereotype. Now read me the security code.
It's Liza.
A lot of different types of people like Liza Minnelli.
Oh, it's a poodle in a tutu. That's not gay, right? Lots of different types of people have a poodle in a tutu. Named Barbara Streisand.
Book of instructions. Hey, girl. Hey, Care Bear. Have fun with Barbara Streisand and Winona Judd. Winona is a little temperamental and tends to stay in the bedroom. We didn't have time to purge her anal gland before we left. Instructions on page 2. I'm starting to understand the $600. Don't worry, it's easy. We do it all the time.
No wonder Winona's so temperamental.
To anything in the fridge. There are portable saunas in the closet.
Portable saunas? Love it. What is it? This is so cool. I'm hot like I'm at the beach, but I'm not stepping in any used condoms.
Yeah, these are great. My friend Candace Travelstead used one to make weight for prom. Are you done with that?
Yeah, switch.
On spring break, I always love spending the day at the beach, just the chillin' and the girl talk.
Yeah. Tell me again about the sound the anal gland made when you squeezed it.
Please stop. I already told you twice. And now Winona Judd won't even look at me.
Well, not without her lawyer in the room. I'm hungry. What do you eat on vacation?
Anything we want. Let's see. I bet their refrigerator's stocked with all kinds of pâtés and cheeses and those Parm crisp things.
By the way, nice suit. You look like someone should be pouring a 40 on you in a rap video.
Thanks. There's nothing. I mean, come on, what kind of gays are they?
All anal gland and no cheese.
I just expected everything to be better. You know, champagne on ice, 1,000 thread count sheets. I mean, the towels, they're not even bath sheets.
Wait, the towels aren't good? Because I already stole two.
They're fine, they're just not what I was expecting.
What's happening over there? You could use a little shoulders.
You're right, enough. We're on vacay. Come on, let's go get dressed and find some place to eat.
Are you crazy? I'm not leaving this thing. This is the happiest I've ever been in my life.
Okay, we'll order in, pretend it's room service. They must have a menu drawer here somewhere.
Plus, we'll never find a restaurant with a portable sauna section.
Food Network party tonight to celebrate the release of a cookbook. Food and drink provided. Free foodie food, free foodie drinks. Yay, let's go.
No, I like it in here. It's amazing.
Ashley wants to go. Ashley wants to go.
Fine, but can I bring the dog? I've always wanted to be one of those girls who brings a tiny dog to a public place and just looks at everyone like, yeah, the tiny dog, so what?
You can be whoever you want to be. You're on vacation. I'm gonna go invite Brendan to come. You gotta have a crush on spring break.
Well, I'm sitting in my crush. Hey, shouldn't you put something on?
It's spring break.
Barbara, get help! Go!
Hey, look at the book title, 306 Degrees of Heaven Bacon. Kevin Bacon. That's good wordplay.
It's okay. Not much of a crowd. Party's a little disappointing.
Bacon truffle Barbra Streisand? Yeah, I'm feeding my tiny dog a truffle, so what?
Miss?
Miss? Excuse me. What are these things for?
Oh, it holds your drink while you get food.
No!
Yeah. Yeah, these are great when you see them for the first time. For me, it was on a yacht in the Mediterranean.
You know what else these are good for? Freeze up your shoulders to shimmy.
You shimmy. I'm gonna walk over here and find us a bigger, shinier something to do later.
Later? We're going home to our amazing apartment.
Or not. Come on, Max. It's spring break. Let's not get tied down. I'll be over there.
Yeah, we'll be over there.
Oh.
Hi. You're not allowed to have a dog in here. Unless he wants to buy the book.
What are you, some kind of foodie bouncer?
Worse, I wrote the book.
Yeah, nice sleeves. Did you get those in the tattoo gold rush of 09?
I'm Zeke. What's your name?
I'm Max. This is my tiny dog. I take her everywhere, so what?
Hey, Max. You want to try my thick-cut bacon?
Maybe. Let's just take things slow.
Telling you it serves the best vegan stew anywhere. You really should put it in your blog.
Oh, if I write one more article about something vegan, all of my devoted 10,000 readers will hold hands and jump collectively out a window.
And I know you like to find what's new and what's next.
Chagu bacon?
I just need a minute over there. Hi, couldn't help but over here. If you're looking for what's new, I found these two adorable girls who run a cupcake business out of their home in Williamsburg. I know how that sounds, but trust me, totally fresh and not at all overexposed.
And you're someone I should listen to because?
Sorry, didn't introduce myself. Ashley Emerson, style editor for Elle.
Oh.
If you're interested, I think I might have a card in here somewhere. Was holding on to it for Martha.
Mr. Bacon action figure? A World of Bacon sampler.
And I want to apologize for the Food Network trucker hat, which has nothing to do with bacon and everything to do with me being a sellout.
Guess what? Ashley just gave our card to a woman who's such a bitch, she must be important. She's a food blogger. It's a long shot, but we need to get some exposure.
Whoa, we're on vacation. No business talk. That was the deal, right? This is Zeke, chef slash author slash corporate sellout. We were thinking about going back to the apartment to hang out.
Oh, sounds fun. Can I see you alone for a second?
Well, not alone. I bring my tiny dog everywhere, so what?
Come on, I heard of an after party in Soho and an after party in Dumbo. So let's go, ho, have fun, and get this vacation started.
I'm holding a tiny dog at a bacon book party and laughing with a guy who wrote a book about bacon. I think my vacation's already started.
All right, well, have fun. I'm gonna go party.
Oh, do your thing, Ash.
I don't want to say that I'm hot, but the bacon in my pocket is done.
You said turns were 5 minutes, you bastards.
Oh, hi. More sauna fun. Max, can I see you in the hall for a second?
But it's my turn to sweat my balls off. Don't think the clock's not running while I'm out there.
We're going on a real vacation. How quickly can you pack a bag? And don't worry about appropriate evening wear. Every Four Seasons has a Gucci near the Bulgari store in the lobby.
None of those words made any sense. I think you've had a spring break stroke.
No, seriously, there's a car waiting downstairs to take us to a private plane. We can be at Teterboro in 20 minutes and Tahiti in 8 hours. The Greek is paying for everything.
What did they give you? What's the last thing you can remember?
Nothing. I just had some Cristal.
Some Cristal meth?
Oh, I'm just really excited. I went to the after party and met the shipping magnate. Don't worry, it's not going to be sexual, more like a father thing. Anyway, let's go. Finally got us a good vacation.
But we're having a good vacation.
Max, don't take this personally, but you don't know what a good vacation is because you've never been anywhere. I mean, you walked into that apartment and your face lit up like it was amazing. And that's because you don't know that it's not. Trust me, I've been everywhere. And I'm telling you, this is the worst vacation ever. So let's ditch the bacon freak and the beer bro, get on that plane, spend one great day at the beach, and then come back and make $8 an hour.
That sounds fun. You kind of skipped over the part where we get abducted and Nancy Grace covers the year-long search for our bodies.
It must be Constantine. He's gonna be upset. You never keep a Greek waiting. Oh my God, Max, we just got an email on our website from that food blogger at the book party. She said if we drop off 4 cupcakes by tomorrow morning, she'll consider writing about them for her column that day.
Well, what's it gonna be, Caroline or Ashley? Cupcakes or Tahiti? Your call. Is the Greek still waiting?
He just pulled away. I'm sure he'll come back here for Ashley sometime. And when that happens, I wouldn't want to be her.
Well, after tomorrow, you won't be.
What can I do?
You mean after your two personalities meet and kill each other?
Max, I told you I needed a break. I just didn't know it was going to be a psychotic one.
You really need to chill. You can't keep freaking out because you're not where you want to be. On vacation or in our business. I mean, it's life. Lower your expectations.
This microbrew is actually really good.
Tastes better in the batter. Hey, crumble up some of that maple bacon for me.
Sorry about that stuff I said about you never having gone anywhere.
Why? I never have gone anywhere, done anything. And now I'm thinking that's kind of a good thing because I can still get excited and make a face when something's new to me. Because basically everything is.
That must be nice.
All right, here. Taste it. My beer batter maple bacon spring break cupcake. Oh my God, you made the something new face.
I did, because you made something new. It's delicious.
Do the face again.
Oh, there they are, the world travelers.
Shouldn't people be throwing confetti or something?
I'm all out. I snorted mine in the power outage of 65. How was your vacation?
Well, it turned out to be more of a daycation, but we had a great time, didn't we, Max?
Yes, we did.
Max, ain't sure a doll around here without you. Everyone walking around all PC, nobody called me black. Hell. I haven't laughed once since you've been gone. When it comes to this job, you are my vacation.
Aww. And that, Earl, is why I got all 5 of these gift bags for you.
Welcome again to the Williamsburg Diner. This way, please. I have looked up Down Low and Rice Queen on Wikipedia. And no, I'm not a secret homosexual or a man who chases only Asian men. I'm great, I'm straight, get used to it.
Hi guys, how was your vacation?
Great. Did you have fun at our place?
Totes, your saunas are sick.
I know, could they be any gayer?
No. Just one thing, Winona's still a little upset about the anal gland event.
What? I told you she wouldn't know it was a joke.
How could she not know it was a joke? I mean, who would ask someone to squeeze their dog's pooper?
We're paying you another 50.
Dude, she went second knuckle deep in your beagle's back door. You're throwing that at 150?
150.
Thank you. And just one other thing. Our business is actually not that great right now, so if you could recommend us to any of your friends, that would really help. Good for you.
I'm sure business will pick up after that blog blurb.
Wait, blog blurb?
About your beer batter maple bacon spring break cupcake. We just read about it.
Yeah, in that foodie bitch's blog.
Yes, it worked. Let's go look at the blog on Han's computer. Excuse us, we'll be right back. We got a little break and a big break.
Yeah, I did it again.
Welcome back. You missed the best 2 days of my life.
Don't miss 2½ Men. New episode next, only.